We begin in the United States, where the White House and Republicans have agreed in principle to raise the debt ceiling after weeks of negotiations. Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden made the deal days before an expected default. It increases the amount the government can borrow, but cuts federal spending. The U.S. Treasury Department had warned that the government could run out of money to pay its bills if Congress didn't act by June the 5th.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people. It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill. We still have more work to do tonight to finish all the writing of it.
Well, for more on this now, let's cross over to Mike Hanna, who's in Washington, D.C. So, Mike, an agreement in principle, what do they actually mean by this?
Yes, indeed. Well, the agreement was reached finally, it seems, in a 90-minute telephone conversation between the president and the Speaker of the House. And there have been compromises on both sides, it would appear. The Biden administration has agreed to keep government spending flat over the next year and increase it by no more than 1% in 2025. The agreement is in place for 2 years, which means it will take the country past the 2024 election. Now, Republicans would be able to argue that they have slashed government spending. Democrats will be able to argue that they have protected many social programs. However, there's going to be a real struggle to get the legislation through Congress, where there's still division, where there is still antipathy to the reports of what this deal actually looks like.
But, Mike, does this mean the crisis is essentially over then? And what happens next?
No, because it has to go through Congress, and you are going to have hardline Republicans arguing that the cuts are too modest. You will have progressive Democrats arguing that the cuts are too stringent. Now, it's going to be up to the Speaker of the House and the minority leader in the House to get the votes together to pass this legislation. And that means that Republicans and Democrats are going to have to vote together, given the slim majority that exists within the House and indeed within the Senate. This is going to be a really tough task for Congress leaders to persuade the rank and file to vote in favor of this legislation. But the House Speaker appears adamant that he will get the votes required. He says that the vote will take place on Wednesday, and it will go, he says, to the president for signature.
Mike, thanks very much indeed for that update.